The report is part of an ongoing investigation by the Senate Intelligence Committee, which has been looking into intelligence used to justify the invasion of Iraq. It was widely thought at the time to eliminate weapons of mass destruction. According to the 400-page document, an assessment by the Central Intelligence Agency in 2005 stated that before U.S. and allied forces invaded, the Saddam Hussein regime did not, in the words of the report, have a relationship, harbor, or turn a blind eye toward Zarqawi and his associates. President Bush and other administration officials have acknowledged that no evidence has emerged to show a direct link between Saddam and the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. However, the president, along with Vice President Dick Cheney and other key officials, have maintained that Zarqawi's presence in Iraq before the war constituted proof of an al-Qaeda connection. Zarqawi was killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this year. At a news conference Friday, Senate Democrats asserted the report proves the Bush administration sought to exploit the fears Americans had in the wake of the 2001 al-Qaeda attacks in New York and Washington to justify military action in Iraq. On the basis of the report, Senator John Rockefeller, the committee's ranking Democrat, says the administration's case for war in Iraq was, in his words, fundamentally misleading.
Most disturbingly, the administration, in its zeal to promote public opinion in the United States for toppling Saddam Hussein, pursued a deceptive strategy prior to the war.
The Senate Intelligence Committee investigation has sparked intense partisan battles on Capitol Hill, with Democrats charging Senator Pat Roberts, the Republican chairman, with deliberately slowing down the probe. Senator Roberts has strongly denied these allegations. Statements by committee Democrats, he said in a written statement on Friday, are little more than a rehashing of the same unfounded allegations they have used for over 3 years. White House spokesman Tony Snow took the same approach, repeating the argument that Democrats had access to the same intelligence the Bush administration had prior to military action in 2003. But Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat, says what he calls unrelenting, misleading, and deceptive attempts to convince Americans of the existence of links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda had far-reaching effects.
And to make repeated public statements that gave the misleading impression that Saddam Hussein's regime was connected to the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11 cost him any credibility that he may have had on this issue.
Release of the second part of the Senate Intelligence Committee's report comes just days before Americans observe the fifth anniversary of the September 11th attacks. In its final report on intelligence and other failures leading to the 2001 attacks, the independent September 11th Commission also found that there had been no collaborative relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.